Yes, you with your God, Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus? And how is your life? How is that your neighbor? Is he well? If they are not well, you can lay your hands upon them
in
the name of our Master Jesus and you pray for them. They will be well. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. Except when you too, you are not sure of the righteousness within you. That is when you can claim that your prayer will not work. But if you've been keeping righteousness, you can lay your hand upon someone and they are healed in the name of Jesus.
Or
that they will be built within the heart which has been gotten weakened.
We
thank God for the good moment He keeps giving us that we continue to know Him. This is what you have to know is one thing. That to understand involves the time of God.
For
if He's not taught you, no one else can teach you how to profit. He told us in Isaiah 48 that I am the Lord who teaches you how to profit. Praise Jesus so much. And our Master Jesus said in John chapter 6
from
verse 25 and to 30,
that
if my Father cannot draw you, you cannot come unto me. But many times we really don't see the rope of the Lord drawing us. But if He can teach us in all ways, He is drawing us to reach unto Christ. Praise Jesus. He can teach you in a situation which is physical, in a situation you pass through. Or you pass through a teaching and you learn from there. If you can learn through the teaching, you can pass through the other tests you experience in situations. Praise Jesus. There are people who never learn through the word.
And
they learn when God has put a physical rope within them. Or a rope of poverty. Or sickness. Or to be crucified on the cross. Because there is also one who came to Him when He passed through the cross.
And
He had been crucified on the cross. And He accepted that Jesus is Lord. Now it is upon you to decide to learn in a good way. There is a good way of learning. It is to look within the book of the Lord and read.
Let's
read Isaiah 34. Verse 16.
That
read within the book of the Lord. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. When you read it and learn it quick, and you implement it, now you're not going to experience physical experiences which are going to be painful to you. For some of them, learn through them. But most of the people, we want to accept His teaching as He told us. Accept my teaching and not silver. And we want so much to come onto His mountain. As we read in Micah chapter 4. And we come onto the mountain of the Lord to teach us. And we no more need any other person to teach us. But God has already taught us. And we don't need a situation to learn through it.
You
may perhaps have read of that scripture. And say that all will come unto the Lord to be taught. And they say that we don't need any more person to teach us. There are situations which can teach you if you don't want God to teach you. According to even Isaiah chapter 2, that all of them will be taught of the Lord. As they go to God's mountain claiming, let's all go to the mountain. Now, anytime you come here, accept the teaching of the Lord, implement it, put it in practice. Unless he adds on another teaching, which can draw you to put these things you are learning in practice. When you read the Bible and you don't do how it is, when God loves you, he'll teach you in other ways.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Musajja yarokokera ku musaalaba.
Man got saved on the cross.
Yali asobola okulokoka mu mbeera ezabulijjo nga naffe tulokoka.
Get saved the usual way, just as we.
Naye yali tasobola kulokoka lwa mbeera eyo.
But he couldn't disable that way.
Baalina mukomerera ku musaalaba.
He had to be first crucified on the cross.
Arokoke.
And he gets
nga yawo ajja okuyigira ebintu ebibeera.
That is why he will learn how things are.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Mulimu abalanga alina asitoka baziba maaso nga ba
Paulo. And he has to first blind them like Paul. And they get saved after.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There are others that spend many years when they are lame.
And
at the pool are waiting. Even if they fall in the pool, they can't get saved at that moment. That is why he never allowed that man to always fall in the pool.
So
he wanted to save him for real. And if he fell in the pool, he would have trusted the pool.
That the pool saved him, and
he never knew that Jesus is the one who saves.
For
he never knew that the angel who stayed at the waters always came from Jesus. And the man will claim the pool healed me. What do you need of me else? And the Lord said, if this one falls in the pool, will not be saved. Let me wait for me until I will come. He was there for very many years.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I pray
just learn through the word of God. And you begin to put it in practice. Don't wait for God to drag you by force. It is possible to do that. But as we read in this time, we
are
proceeding to see the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church. And we see the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness. The spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And we reach to see the seal of the Lord, which is led and furthered by the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the word of God. When you hear it, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And after you have heard the word of God, miracles come as food to the children. They come like additions.
But
when you look at the spirit of the devil, the evil spirit, and its works of unrighteousness,
yes,
praise Jesus. It fronts miracles. And the number 666 follows behind. There is nothing like any word there. Even teaching that which he has understanding within it. But every time you get told by don't reach to understand it, there is nothing you have totally understood.
You
say that now heaven is what I know.
You
are just shouting and making hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, that's what you are
saying.
But when they make you stand born again to speak, that's why born again the past generation. It was hard to tell each another colleague the things of the kingdom. To tell them what they never understood. That you speak of the word, you see that situation is hard. How can I explain salvation to this person?
It's
a time and they have to force you to preach of the gospel.
And
to tell that when you preach, they will put a brick upon your structure in heaven. But it came from
what?
It came because you learned nothing.
A
person who has learned, you feel you want to speak what you've learned,
for
you feel peace within it. But because you never learned from
there,
you could not preach.
bibanga ebyeddiini era
bwobkati
weddiini aveeyo abuulire tibabeerayo nti balina kye
bategeeza
twagala okukutegeeza nti tulaba siru ya sitaani kaakala naye ekulemberwamu ebyamagero
byabwe
yesu yeebazibwa ebyamagero byabasitaani era n'enjiri etalimu kutegeerera
ddala
yesu yeebazibwa naye nga bwe tutuuse tulabye bingi ku yo siru ya sitaani
eno
engeri gyezimbibwamu yesu yeebazibwa era kankano tugenda mu
maaso
nga tukyalaba nti tosobola kugula era n'okutunda okugyako ng'olina omuwendo kweganga olinayo omuwendo
gw'ennamba
yesu yeebazibwa
maaka
eyo oba omuwendo
gw'ennamba
yesu yeebazibwa naye nga tukyagenda mu maaso kankano tulaba
sente
twagala kulabika nga tuzingako sente
omwo
tugende tulaba enfunyiro yesu yeebazibwa bwe tumala okulaba olufunyiro
olwo
oluleeta ebbala
olwo
nno tulabire eddala ennamba eri
tukankaga
yesu yeebazibwa naye nga mu bino byonna mu kubikulwa 13 bakugamba
kubikulwa essuula ya 13 olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga neewaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu n'abagagga n'abaavu n'abeddembe n'abaddu obuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo
yesu yeebazibwe waleme okubaawo ayinza okulabika ng'agula kubanga atunda okugyako ng'alina alina maaka oba enkovu ey'ensolo oba ennamba ennamba y'erinnya
eryo
oba omuwendo yesu yeebazibwa so nawe abooluganda twagenze okulaba mu kugula wano n'okutunda waliyo omubaka omukulu ali wakati awo waliwo sente era sente tumulabyeko ebintu
bingi
twalaba mu Ezekiel 27 nga sente baamukolera wansi mu nnyanja era nga waaliyo olukuŋŋaana
olw'amaanyi
okuyita emyoyo gyonna emibi
egiyinza
okusuperinga ebigambo
ebibi
era okuddumira okukola ebikolwa byonna ebitali bya
butuukirivu
byonna ne babiteeka ku
sente
olwava ekyandikibwa mu temesa ekisooka
mukaaga olunyo
olw'ekumi paka kumi nabbiri nti ddala sente gwe mulandira gwennyini
olw'ebibi
byonna
oyinza
okuba obadde okisoma ng'okikomyawo nga bakugamba sente gwe mulandira gw'ebibi
byonna
yesu yeebazibwa mulandira ogwateekebwako buli
sipeeru era
nga gujjira ddala mu sitaani nga bwe twawulira mu Ezekiel 28 onyola 10 n'olumu paka 25 nti ono ye yafuuka soosi y'ekibi okutuuka obutali butuukirivu bwalabika mu ye
unrighteousness was found within him
and he is the
father of sin
and he
is the father of all liars
yes he was
praise Jesus
so sente ye ali awo kujja mu ye bibi byonna nga bwaleeta mu
now money is there to tap every evil thing from Satan bringing it and spreading it
waulira bulungi bwetunakozesa sente
we heard very well how we are going to use this money
okusobola okumulwanisa n'ebigambo ebimuvaako
able to fight him and the words which get out of him
ebibyo tuzze tubiwulira
those ones we've been here
tunakola tujja okusobola
What are we going to do to be able to overcome him? For many of them,
they
touch this man and never get saved.
It is
very hard to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Let's
begin right here in Matthew.
Matthew
19. As we wind up,
the
concerning the number.
Lwaki tunuulidde ssente nga nnamba nga kitundutundu ku nnamba? Ssente erina buli nnamba
yonna,
naye waliyo ennamba enkulu enoonyezebwako, baaga nkaaga mu mukaaga. Ssente bwebanga gwe mulandira ogujjira ddala mu Musitani.
If money is the root which taps right from the
devil,
we shall discover the devil himself
is
the one
holding
and having that number. But money, he rather sources from him. And he has from number one and moving up. Right from $1 stretching up.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
money is also a number which is right there.
Wabula ye yatoola mu nnamba enkulu.
But is the one who sources from the main number.
Nnamba yateekebwako ebibi byonna.
The number upon which all evil we are put upon. The number 666.
Ennamba ya Sitaani.
That's the number of the devil.
Kati asobola bulungi nnyo okukozesa ennamba zonna ze mulina ku ssente.
Now we can use very well all the numbers you have on money.
Okwogera namu.
To speak with you.
Ngagira ddala mu ebyo ebiri mu lukaaga nkaaga mu mukaaga.
And it taps from what is exactly number 666.
Singa oba tosobodde mu mwekuuma.
If you've not been able to watch yourself against him,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Bora wakati wokugula awo.
That's why in the midst of buying,
n'okutunda waliwo ennamba eyo.
There is that number.
Iranga kiba kizibu okugula oba okutunda.
And it is very hard to buy or sell.
Gatofunye ennamba eyo.
When you've not gotten that number,
yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ennamba eyo kujifuna kwayo.
That number to get it.
Kirimu ebyo byogenda okukozesa ssente.
It is in what you're going to use that
money. Nebye kugamba okukola n'obiwuliriza.
It is what it tells you to do and you hear from it.
Nga togondedde mateeka ga Mukama.
And you're not humble to the commands of God.
Katugende ku katontuulire.
Let's go briefly on here.
Matayo sura ne 19.
Matthew chapter 19.
Kutandise 16.
From verse 16.
Matayo sura ya 19. N'olunyiriri lwa 16. Laba, omuntu nakye kyali n'agamba nti, Mukama wange, ndikola kigambo ki ekirungi, mbeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Ono yajja yali muvubuka omugagga.
Was a young rich boy.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Ajeri Yesu amugamba.
He comes to Jesus, he tells him.
Embera jendi munnunji.
The situation I'm in is very good.
Ndia wanonywa.
I eat, I drink.
Sente weziri.
Money is available.
Eranzi labanga defense jendi.
And I see it as a defense upon me.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Umanyi Bible yegama mubulisi.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes.
Nti sente chigoche nyini.
That money is a defense.
Ngabura ba magezi bwegali.
Just as you see wisdom is.
Abasinga tubera na magezi.
Most of us we have wisdom.
Natubera n'obukumi.
And we have protection.
Obukumi ddala obulamu.
Which keeps real life.
Okutuukira ddala ku butaggwaawo.
Reaching to eternal life.
Abalala bakozesa ssente.
Others use money.
Bagezeko kukuuma obulamu bwabwe.
Try to keep their lives.
Era bawuliranga oboolyawo babulina.
And if you perhaps they have it.
Kubanga era bagula aba security guards.
Or they buy security guards.
Ne bakola ekisoboka kyonna.
And they do everything possible.
Okwekuuma obulamu bwabwe.
To keep themselves and their life.
But
money cannot give you life except spoiling and corrupting it. Money we just use it in this life and in serving God.
But
never put your soul upon him
and
it takes your entire life. What does it profit you to eat the world and fulfill it? But you are forfeiting your soul. You are making it get lost.
Matayo esura ya 19 n'olunyiriri lwa 17.
Matthew 19 verse 17.
N'amugamba nti, kiki ekikumbuuzisa eky'ekigambo ekirungi? Omulungi ali omu, naye bw'oyagala okuyingira mu bulamu.
Waliwo awo ekigambo ekitaliwo. Omulungi ali omu ye Katonda.
Olunyiriri lwa 17. N'amugamba nti, kiki ekikumbuuzisa ekigambo ekirungi? Omulungi ali omu ye Katonda.
Bw'oba tokiina okiteekawo. Mu Bayibuli bw'oba tulabawo ekigambo omulungi ali omu ye Katonda. Kiteekewo. Bayibuli enagamba nti omulungi ali omu ye Katonda. Bw'olina okuggwaayo awo.
It has to finish like that.
Bw'osingana bakijjawo bajja kuleetera omulungi bagambe ye mukyala
wo.
Bakugamba oba ssente ebyo ebibeerawo Bayibuli lwe
bajoonoonayoona
batandika okugyamu ebigambo
ebikulu.
Tuli mu Matayo essuula ya 19 n'olunyiriri
Matthew 19, verse 17.
Namugamba nti kiki ekikumbuuzisa eky'ekigambo ekirungi. Omulungi ali omu ye Katonda. Naye bw'oyagala okuyingira mu bulamu, wuliranga amateeka. Namugamba nti, galuwa. Yesu n'agamba nti, tottanga, toyendanga, tobbanga, towayirizanga. Osangamu ekitiibwa kitaawo ne nnyoko. Era yagalanga muliraanwawo nga bwe yagala wekka.
N'agamubuuliramu awo.
And he told him some of the commands.
Mateeka ki gw'ogamba nkwate?
What are the commands you're telling me to hold?
Omanyi ebiseera ebisinga oba okutta omuwendo.
You know, many times when you're holding the mark and the number.
Ng'okutte ssente.
And you're holding money.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebiseera ebisinga eby'amateeka oyinza n'okulowooza ogakwata kuba oba olaba olina
omukisa.
Kasita olaba ng'olina ssente.
Ebiseera
ebisinga oyinza oganze nnina omukisa
bannange.
Era oyinza n'okulowooza ku amateeka gonna
ogakwata.
Ogamba ate omuvuga nje emmotoka emba sikwata
amateeka.
Lwaki nzimbye ennyumba zino
zonna?
Kati laba singa yali akwata amateeka. Teyandibuuzizza Yesu ge
gali.
Ate Yesu alina kuddamu asooka agamubuuza.
Jesus had to just repeat, tell them to him.
When
you hold the money,
it begins
to draw sins from the devil himself.
When
the spells upon money begin to speak with you, and they tell you now you're a business person, you have no time for fellowship.
It's
for people who have no money who are still seeking God. But now you thought the Lord and you arose for you.
I
think you see all the houses you're possessing. Don't you see the cars you've parked? You don't need to see God. They will see God wants to go to America.
First
and foremost, you have a green card yourself. You can go anytime you want in any country. God is with you. That is
the
man is telling you such words. And you think that you know God. Even this rich man was like that. The problem is not the wealth.
But
the money you're holding was the number which speaks.
It gets
right from the number 666.
The number, ya
Satan. The number of the devil.
You
told
the
money is a root.
To see
the devil and gets out of him all the
time.
But it depends on the number on the money you're holding. You all price someone. And you go and shop, buy something. And you put it down there and you tell them. Them remove what you want. They will never remove the one you
want.
If you tell them remove what you want, I always test people on that.
They
want to get more than what you've bought. You try taxi, tell them I have 1,000 shillings. And after give them 10,000 shillings, he wants to take off 1,000 or 2,000 because of that mark. Anytime he sees that number, it speaks to him some words. Now you have to avoid it. Not to listen what money is speaking to you. To remain doing the will of God.
Tuli Matayo esula ya 19 n'olunyiro wa 20.
Matthew 19 verse 20.
Omulezi n'amugamba nti ebyo byonna nabikwata.
Nabikwata byo.
I obeyed all those.
Omukisa gwe tulina munene
wakawa. The lesson we have is big.
Tuteekwa okuba twakwata amateeka.
We must have obeyed the laws and commandments.
Naye njagala okukakasa. Zinde zaali zamuziba amaaso.
Man blinded his eyes.
Ng'alowooza alina omukisa mu maaso ga Katonda.
He thought he had a blessing before the Lord.
Wabula yalina omukisa oguliko obuyinza.
But he had a blessing which is attached on sorrow.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omugagga ono.
This rich man.
Bw'oba omwetegereza bulungi.
When you look analytically to him.
We see him
in Luke 16. And that's where in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You know,
Lazarus was preaching to him. There is heaven. And
they
say, who is that telling you things of heaven? Me too, I go inquire from him. I ask him, what am I lacking here?
Do
you remember the rich man? Luke 16, 19.
25.
He is the one who came and asked Jesus here. He asked him, told him, sir, things of the other boy what he tells when he comes here. The other who was sowers.
He always
tells me things of eternal life, but
how are they,
what am I lacking to access it? The rich man ended up in hell, things failed. You may have not connected it in your Bible. This rich man and the ruler
of the Bible,
are they different or is the same man? He is the same man. Praise Jesus. Let's move ahead, you're going to see it.
Tuli mu Matayo esura ya 19 n'oluyiri lwa 20.
Matthew 19 verse 20.
Ekimpebuseeko ki ate?
What am I lacking?
Katubulirize ekizibu ekyali kimuwebuseeko
kyali. This is the problem of what he was lacking.
Oluyiri lwa 21.
Verse 21.
Yesu n'amugamba nti, bw'oyagala okuba eyatuukirira,
want to be perfect. There is the word upon this word perfection.
Bible yegera neyogera mu
Ezekiel
28:11-15.
That the Satan was sealing righteousness. But now he seals unrighteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He told him,
do you want to be perfect? There is a problem you have at your
end.
You are going to be able to take it away and you come. You will get perfect and serve me. Could not control the problem at his side or that which was in his life. Many times when you fall in love with money or with physical things, it is hard to get perfect. And he told him, do you want to be perfect? Do this. Matthew 19:21.
Yesu n'amugamba nti, bw'oyagala okuba eyatuukirira, genda otunde ebibyo.
Genda otunde.
Or sell.
Singa yamugamba genda ogabe.
If he told him, go give out.
Yandibadde ayinza okugaba ennyumba.
He would have given out a house.
Nga tabaliriddemu kwatako
ssente. He's not calculated to touch money.
Naye kizibu kwalika kugamba genda
otunde. But the problem, there was a word, go and sell.
Bw'omala okutunda ng'okutta omuwendo
gw'oti. After you sell and you've gotten money in the hands.
Ugindo gambire kati yabetaga
go
na ye kasito kwata sente bwe pano gende uzira babuti
touch man and you see it like this
ya kasita bakiza mu sente
as long as it was put back into money
na tandiko kuluwoza
began to think
bwa batu uze nyumba ye jindi
he sold the house of this location kali
na ye jindi
the flat of this location kage. These cars
amataka gali
his land pieces nali
kumumbi nga kikumi oba sente bwa bamugambo kugaba
100 billion shillings they are telling him to give out.
The number
told him immediate.
You
are going to look something which is useless.
As long
as
you cannot buy, sell, except
there's a medium
in the
middle. Except when you get this number.
As long as you
go overcome it, like
you
already made it through the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many people, God keeps them poor and fresh and wants them to enter the kingdom. But what pains most? You still get poor and you never enter in the kingdom for lack of knowledge.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All of us, God can make us rich. But the problem when you reach the number of which is money,
it
begins to head with the chief number of the devil, the number 666. And it troubles us so much.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
God, most of the time,
you
may ask, why is that when God gives me afterwards, he withdraws what is
given?
He sees that your joy is going to go beyond and you will forget him.
The other
man was wise when the Spirit was speaking with him, told him, he told him, Lord, don't need me to be poor to make your name be despised. And I pray, measure me that I don't get so rich that I forget
you.
In the way of wealth that is forgetting God. Let me tell you,
don't
you see
your
city here? But if you begin to earn like 10 million a day, you
will
begin to claim time is past and I have to balance calculate my time. Like I earn 20-30 million.
See,
even if you earn 500,000, you begin to change.
tandika okugamba saa kumi nabbiri n'okuba ku dduuka mbalirire kati ebyokukuŋŋaana bikugwamu abasumba bayibuli baagivaako dda lwa muwendo sente yabatwalire ddala yabatwaliriza
ddala
era atuukiriza kati atuukiriza mukolo
n'ajjan'anoonya
omuwendo gwa sente
ogwotafaayo
oba omugenze mugulu
batemuge
ye ali ku sente
ziyingidde no more reads the Bible the one you see. In the beginning he was reading it, but right now he says there's no time to read it. He has to be in different meetings. And there are also groups of the pastors, billionaires club. And they are within those groups.
Agenda okulaba okutuula nammwe alabira ddala mmwe muli
basitaani
ng'alabira ddala tajja mummwe naye bulijjo yabeeranga mummwe mu biro ebyayitanga abasumba
tyobaolaba
kati baateekawo basistant pastor si kugamba nti bagwanidde
okubeera
wabula kugamba nti bali obudde bwabaggwako dda balowooza
sente
gwe mbuulira yani yali assistant pastor wa yesu
tell me who was the assistant pastor of Jesus
ani yali assistant
who was
obudde yali abulina obubeera mu bantu
he had the time to be in his people
obubala ssente bwe yali talina
the one who calculated money is what he never had obubala
bwe yali aziwadde oli omusajja
that's why he had given to Judas
nga yabala
it was counting money
wabula gwazibala amaaso goyina okwanga galongoloka
but you is counting the money your eyes must have been cleansed
zisobola okukugamba ebigambo
awo they can't speak words to you
naawe agendayo okulingizayo
ku mutima and you two go to look within the baskets
oteekamu n'osooka okukebera mulimu
obwetaano
obwemmeka mulimu
zidoola ne dollars and euros
bulala zijja kugamba towaayo abantu
bawaayo
kubanga luli wewali ojja ku kibbo
watunulamuno
nukula zirimu mwezibi
olala
ojja kuba otudde mu kibiina
zikugambye
tolaba towaayo abantu bawaayo
nyeri
naye nga liteeka lya mukama oba olina
okuyikola
totunuulira abantu
bawaddeyoa
kati naawe olukumi lw'oluwaayo ng'abantu bawaayo mu zidoola
zirimunaye
ngaoba olina okuwaayo munanga epeesa
lye
wadde newankubadde omukyala yali alaba abantu bawaayo
sentenaye
ye yalina okukwata eki ekyokuwaayo nga bwa akiweeyo oba kitono oba kinene alina
okukiwaayo
kubanga ebiro ebyo abantu baali batunuulira abantu sente ze
bawaayo
era abatume bagamba
ye
mukama waffe ogamba otya nti oli
yasinzefubedda
tulaba abasinga nga bawaayo
bapita
baalinga ali kubibbwa abatume
the Pharisee personality was still within them. The man has put in bundles. Now Jesus comes. He perceives their thoughts. He tells you that the other woman has given more, who has given a pence. This one has taken from the
best.
The others have gotten from much.
ate ku bingi ebalese balese
kattinibo
bapita baali bagaa
ah
nawe yasinga okuwaayo
nawekankubula
oyinza okulaba nabantu nga bawaayo dola omuntu munaye n'aleeta olukumiro oba ebitaano bye naye nga waabijje yagambye ngenda tambuza nabigere okuva mayiro zinga bbiri atuuke wano asobole naye okubaako nekyafisawaawe kati oli yaze yavuga n'okwevuga yabazeeko bubaze ewaka bwaki zanaawaayo oko naye ng'oli
gy'ataddemu
mayiro bbiri satu azitambuza
bigealeesi
olukumi lwa luwaayo kati gwe n'olabira ddala nga talina kyakuze yesu
yeebazibwaekyobula
nkugamba omuntu ampa emmotoka nampa omugaati nga gwabadde
asobola
bonna beebamu akuwa emmotoka n'akuwa omugaati nga buli omu akuwadde mu busobozi bwe bonna benkana You
think by the time he buys you bread, they eat it home.
There are
people and they don't eat bread home, but they have touched it to bring it to you. And even their children never eat it.
But
as they are passing the road, they say, let me take
it.
And they say, I've done a powerful thing. See how they bring it.
How you could despise the Lord.
And he's not amongst them.
I thank
the Lord.
This woman has stood and
supported this ministry
because
she saw a cow within
us.
The one who saw bread, you don't speak of them.
You too,
and the number speaking within you of money. Money has corrupted your minds.
And
as you go to check out most of the synagogues,
these
men who offer serious money, they have chairs on the podium. They don't have any single spiritual gift upon their life. But money.
They
usually call them
minister.
I don't know minister who, but they are ministers.
So
you have this gift that you whatever. No, that is not working there. They don't give you a chair. You first go and have a mark and number upon you. I don't say the money is the mark. But this is a friend of the other.
The
root which taps within the number 666.
And gets out
everything to reach you that number.
That
you may reach the mark 666 and get the seal of the devil.
Matayo esula ya kumi na mwenda noru njiruwa bilimoro mu.
Matthew 19 verse 21.
Yesu na mugama antibu ya galo kuba ya tukirida. Gendo tunde ebibyo ogabida abafu. Oliba n'obugagga muguru. Olioko je ongobedele.
He
told you first three things of the world. Now all the treasures in heaven. Now go sell your possessions after selling them and give to the poor. The problem is there. To sell and after you give the poor. Touching the mark, the number of money. Immediately before this man left
there,
he first calculated if he sells his land.
The
land that he sells it has.
And
he sells that flat in the other location. And he sells all the cars. Even though he has an account, he gets them out. And it was like in 300 billions.
And
all this
number
is begun to tell you you're foolish, you don't understand.
You want to
walk with Jesus who has nothing like any money? And you claim you're going to heaven? He said that this has failed. Let us hear you.
Matayo sura ya 19 n'olunyirwa 22.
Matthew 19 verse 22.
Omulenzi bwe yawulira ekigambo ekyo n'agenda nga anakuwadde.
Yawulira eky'okutunda agabe.
When he had selling to give out.
Yamanyira wenseganye kati kululwe liganye.
The world has failed, heaven has failed. But imagine.
Eteka mu mateka ge yamugambi.
The commander among the ones he told you.
Buli joga akwata.
He claimed he obeyed them.
Ngabe tugawulira mu kuva abiri.
As we hear them in Exodus 20.
Mulimu okwagala mukama katondawo.
There is love the Lord your God.
N'omutima gwo gwonna.
With all your heart.
N'obulamu bwo bwonna.
With all your life.
And all
your possessions.
If
the Lord is the one who spoke with him.
For we know the Lord is the one
who closed flesh and appeared to us.
And he
told him, go sell and come we go. The other thing, the second major command, you love your neighbor as you love yourself. But it will fail to operate.
But
he told him, go sell and give them your fellow human beings.
Yet
never obeyed any, yet they are the chief
command.
Now you think he had obeyed the rest. This rich man, he went back when things had troubled
him.
It was very sad when the things of heaven had failed. Where the problem came is to tell him, sell.
Perhaps if it
remains that go share, give them out like the way they are.
Perhaps
you would have not looked at the number.
But
now money if got involved.
So you gather
it after you sold.
And you
will give out.
You have your friend
and you make it
a deal.
And you see you're going to share half-half.
But
when money comes, it begins
to be.
You are the one who has been planning even more. The earth has not been doing much. The one who has been putting in much wisdom. You have been working so much and fasting. How to share half? It never works. Give them around 15. You begin to feel a problem. But as you're planning it, you are very well. And you have not touched the number.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
you begin to touch money, it begins to bring problems. But we have to get saved totally to overcome these ones. Now these are our colleagues, the apostles. The problem they faced most, they knew that poverty is what we're going to be within all days. If this man wealth has failed,
your
salvation has failed. The apostles too first got afraid of it. Just as you may fear it yourself. Apostle speaks at least about money. Now we have to be poor people.
Now,
my brethren,
we
are very rich in the body and the spirit. Right now we must possess much money.
Even
but we have to first get wisdom and understanding that we may have authority over it. And we can beat all evil powers upon it. Whatever it speaks, you cast to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
rich men are out there who overcame. Don't you read them in Cornelius? Acts? Cornelius, you don't know him? Didn't he overcome? He had the money, but the way he was handling it.
He's
a rich man driven on the wagon, but he got saved and totally got saved. You will see money just as papers. Using it, helping people. Not growing pride.
He had it,
and he had
been
at guards and household home. But he knew how he's going to handle it to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. This man was
taking
the treasury of Ethiopia.
Even
when he entered, was the one leading the treasury of Ethiopia. But it was in the Bible. Oh Lord,
help
me reach home.
But
I have not understood this. I don't know who you sent me to teach me. As he was there, they had been sent
Philip
someone. Philip enters the wheels.
He tells him,
enter the wheels that you tell him things of the Lord. And
he
was explaining as the first word of baptism. He
said,
stop the wheels that they baptize me. But the rich man wants to make an appointment that you go to his home to share what. Now never call me on your appointment at your home. I will never come.
For
you may say that they told Cornelius to be sent for Peter.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they honored him
the
way he was going for him. They took all the means of transport to bring him for salvation.
And
brought to the entire house of that man with all people in it. And this man could not carry all to take them to Peter. But to bring Peter was what was easy.
kati goja were yo tulagala kujira
now you will be there you want to fellowship and come you'll be told
mwampite uo tukeke
yejo and you call me to your home to put the altar there I will never come
yes
you praise Jesus
bera ngona afayo kuchigamba
chani this one who minds that the world will come
tuse mwono kubera kati ulibagaga tuina sente
we can't be rich and we have that money
mayenga atetu singa nyoko wabagaga mshibuka
yet we are more rich in the Jerusalem city of heaven
uro kutegi ilandala kato
because of the understanding of God
Yes, we
praise Jesus. And we don't get out of this world. Every time we are going deeper
in it.
And when they are counting man, I tell them, count me, I'm studying.
But
if you want to touch it yourself, you count it yourself.
And
when they are calculating money,
ask the pastors
to see who are the ones counting the money.
Mm-hmm.
Tuli Matayi sura ya 19 n'olunyi lwa 23.
Matthew 19 verse 23.
Omulenzi bwe yawulira ekigambo ekyo n'agenda ng'anakuwadde kubanga yali alina obugagga bungi.
Yasooka n'atunulamu bannange.
Looked at the wealth he had. This money is much. I cannot sell, get out of money and I give it out.
The
number began to tell him, I tell you, you're going to get ashamed of this village.
In this year,
you walk with Jesus to go to heaven.
You have
just seen the situation. You sell.
Jesus
is very hard. How can he tell you to sell?
That
you get treasures in heaven. That you walk with him. That man is too much. He counted the number. He counted. And he
talked
of the man and it was much.
And he
began to tell him what to do.
To totally forget God.
A God who has been speaking with him, he never wants to hear from him. Now, man is what tells him what to do.
Tuli Matayi sura 19 olunyiro 23. Yesu n'agamba abayigirizwa be nti, mazima mbagamba nti kizibu omuntu omugagga okuyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Kizibu omuntu omugagga.
Very hard for a rich man.
Okuyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Enter the kingdom of heaven.
Bannange guru ng'okutto sente.
Heaven when you have touched the money.
Tebagayo bagagga abalina ennyingi ennyo.
They are just rich who have much money.
Bo bonna bwe batyo.
All of them are like
that. Okutto sente ku nsi kuno
bwe every person who has touched money on this world is like that.
Bakugweza olinazo ogenda okugula mu bantu ebyokulya zikwewo.
You're going to buy things in the evening and they finish.
Even
the one yearning to get.
We had
in 1 Timothy 6. And they who yearn to get rich. They do
call
problems the same as the one having. It means what?
Let us accept
the counsels of God.
It is
the authority Jesus needs in life and for
God.
That even when you get, you're going to get
all
you need it. You remain saying, Lord, give me to use it well in life and in serving you. But not to think that I go in the village
and
I bought a Prado that they will know how I got saved. Let me tell you, people one day they will know you got saved. And it's not only the things, but on the day of judgment. They can know that you got saved.
Please
want to show them a car that got saved. You may even fall in hell tomorrow, and you've never gotten saved. The way we show how we've got set of things.
Bible
speaks to us. That
show
us the good works.
Not in
buying cars and go show it.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Many times let me tell you. Don't you miss see here? But in the fresh my family, no one knows what I'm doing right now. Except this one
has
ever come here once and has never told them.
In
the person who is in the city, he is in business. He is in accessories, selling accessories of phones.
But
when I was there, I tried to share them the gospel. But you see, they never wanted to hear.
And they kept quiet.
Me, I'm moving on to ministry.
You will
reach
a point
there
when
you prophet is never honored where he was given birth. Now you, when you rotate and go there, and you meet them down there, and you preach the gospel to you, and
he
says, where do you think that there is a man out there? As you rotate them, they will get to know me.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But you put aside and remember
doing the work of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Uganda, you would ask. What a demo, you know, with
you. You are the word eating, she too wants her own portion.
Can you get a mass one to some?
Tuli Matayo esula ya 19 n'olunyiri lwa 2 mu nya.
Matthew 19 verse 24.
Era nate mbagamba nti kyangu engamira okuyingira mu nyindo y'empiso.
Empiso gimanyi bulungi.
You know a needle?
Omanyaka nyindo k'empiso.
You know the nose of a needle?
Obaka tuli akomoyisa ewuzi.
Or that hole of a needle?
Nti nga ayi katonda ayinza okukikola mu busobozi bwe.
God can do it in his ability. To press a camel to pass through the nose of a needle.
More than it press
the rich one to enter the door of heaven, at least he dies. God does everything possible. And he presses a camel, a donkey. That the hole of a needle is
seen,
and it gets out the other end. Than when he presses a rich person
to
enter his kingdom of heaven. There are many questions.
What
is upon the rich man? What is holding him? The number. Man brings all forms of evil. Every thought which are understandable. Meditations which are not good. To love to rule over villages. To bite them who are around you. To push them off and go far. When
you
see churches begin getting money,
it begin
to chase people from the village. We draw you far. God says, where we shall step, we shall eat that place. They put boundaries from the to river Euphrates and the mountain Sinai. And even the desert, according to Joshua 1, verses 1 to 5.
Now,
if you're born again, those boundaries, you never hear them. You want to pass them.
You've
forgotten Acts 17, 20,
and
to 30. That God put borders of people, and puts them in territories where they are, that they may base where they are, that they may seek him, and they fire him, even though he's not far from each one of them.
No,
God can live in a place.
He
wants to be there, you preach there, and they understand him, and you begin to just praise Jesus. But the truth is told you, it is very easy, this camel of heart, to pass through the hole of a needle. You know a camel very well. It is something very big. It has a very, very long neck.
There is,
when they are making business for to be taking photos on, he can press it and pass the north of it.
That
pressing a rich person to enter heaven. A rich man, you can't beat them, they can't hear. He puts money there.
God puts
them in prison to be safe from there, he pays a bribe to get out.
He makes
them sick of the heart and he goes to India for an operation.
As
long as he's saved, he knows man has worked on him. They don't remember to get saved. They died to their unrighteousness.
But
try to do everything possible that you may overcome. Let's listen what is possible.
Matayo sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri lwa 24.
Matthew 19 verse 24.
Era nate mbagamba nti kyangu engamira okuyingira mu nnyindo y'empiso okukira omugagga okuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Abayigirizwa bwe baawulira ne beewuunya nnyo nga bagamba nti kale ani ayinza okulokolebwa.
Naffe tubivuddemu.
We too have abandoned it.
Ebyobulokozi tebisoboka.
Salvation is something impossible.
Kuba kati olinganga Yesu atugamba.
For Jesus, if you are telling us,
tubeere baavu.
Let us be poor this time.
Era mu Marko 10 bajja okumugamba.
And Mark tried to tell him.
Twalekawo ebyaffe byonna.
We left all our possessions.
Mayumba n'abakyala.
Houses and wives.
Emirimu gyonna egy'okuvuba tugirese.
All the works of fishing we left
abandoned. Tugenda funa ky'omuwendo ki.
What are we going to get out?
Yagamba kimuguru kikumi.
Show them 100 in heaven.
Nekunsi kikumi.
Even on earth 100.
Nebakitegeera bulungi.
They never understood it well.
Nebabawo ababiri abajja ne bamugamba.
And they came told.
Bakiri gamba omu atule ku gwaddyo mu lafu gwako no
mu kusi. One of us sit on your left and the other on your right hand.
Baka ekitibwa wotu teeka ku lefu.
Some honor upon us at least.
Nabagamba nedda.
He told them no.
Yajja ku saa mukaga.
The one who came at midday.
Yajja ku saa isatu.
The one who came at 9 in the morning.
Saa mukaga.
The one who came at midday.
Saa mwenda.
The one who came at 3.
Bonnawe banyuka.
All of them when they finished their work.
Ne basimba line mukama abasasuli.
They lined up for a payment.
Bonnale bafuna dinari
mukwedo gwali mtini. Got one denarius.
Na yewe baba dabolam.
But when they calculate.
Abaso kokukera bagamba ndozera ko. Kuba yatandikira ko liye yazire.
He began from the one who was later.
Na msimba dinari.
And he paid him one denarius. Get yours. Right.
Wo kubinajia.
The second person.
Ne bamuwe.
He gave him one denarius.
Na itakubane na baba.
He passed his colleagues told them.
Kitegete.
I have not understood it.
No dinasimbira.
Even the other grew closer.
Ne bamuwe.
And was given one denarius.
Awone bitabuka.
And things got worse.
Ne baga mukama twake.
He said, Lord, what?
Umwino got what denga tebugira.
The number you're giving us, you don't understand it.
Ebiye wakatonda kankubulire.
The things of God, let me tell you one thing.
Eyo dinali yamwetegeza bulamu
butakunawo. One denarius means eternal life.
Eranga agamba buli akolera Katonda.
And it says whoever works for God.
Omusaala gwe guli kubulamu butakunawo.
Their price is on eternal life.
Ekibuga kye kiri yazimba
kitwetaga. They built.
Kugaba namu kibuga kiri mbuka
nosho kyangu. It says it's never built.
Buli omu bulamu butakunawo.
Every person eternal life.
Wapo gandi wakoledde Katonda.
For when you say work for God.
Obato muwereza mumanyi ko.
You have not served him through your power.
Zakaria nye kudambu
rungi. Zakaria four answers you well.
Siru wa manji, siru wa
muyenzi. Not by power, not by mind.
Wabula wa moyo wa
katona. But by the spirit of the Lord.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Wena walowoza ati umuweleza.
You two things you have served God.
Uboko isiza si manji go.
Or you have not used your strength.
Yake dena yewe watu mkama buya
mwita. The one who came early still God called them like that.
Kazitamu enamu kora mumanji.
As long as all do within power and you've been called.
Simanyo bontegera bulungi.
You understand me well.
Gwayingira bulokozi kangano.
You is the veteran.
Toya yingira myaka 3
jinsi. And one entered it.
Mwe namu nakola na mani.
You all have to work with strength.
Siku tuka ino nganzira ne bwenkole mpole era bajja tuwa dinali.
When I work slowly will give us what.
Buliyo mai nokola ngo busobojo muwele.
One has to do as the ability given them.
Ne biro bimuitidwa.
Even the sins called.
Muguruteri yo gwe bagenda kuwa nyumba nojo mulaba muwembi.
No one is going to be given a good house and another bad house.
Nge birozi bya abantu abayo nolika
babiyobogera. Corruptible how they speak.
Kubanga ekyo kisobolole tawe mpalana muguru.
That can bring hatred in heaven.
Ate guru litukiride bulungi.
Heaven is fulfilled proper.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kati tugambe.
Now let's say.
Tuvuda wano fena tulokose.
We've gotten from here, we all say.
Zimbabwe mpereza wano.
I've been serving from here.
Na usipuro kuweleza mkira mucho mungeri.
You can serve in your physical.
Nituku ukanze ne mampa kalina.
And they risk give me a flat house.
Gwene wakuwa kasisi.
And they give you a heart.
Obera mulio ulirotia.
How do you feel then?
Uraba anga waroku kaa
obanga neta. You see that you get saved or not?
Kati abaleta message ezo.
Now they will bring those messages.
Bona bali na enamba ruka akaga mukaga ye batuma.
All of them the 666 numbers what sends them.
Otema atema mwa bantu ba Katonda.
Break the people of God.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Fefe namba tuba tumazo kuangura ntuingira mu.
All of us when we overcome to get in heaven.
Tuba tumazo kuingira.
We've already entered.
Mu bugaga bwa mu guru.
In the treasures of heaven.
Era Bible yegamba.
The Bible says.
Ena tugenda fukira mu ne mukama
afu Yesu. We're going to reign together with the Master Jesus.
Nini bakulima ati gwe atoli naka yumba kabi.
That you rather have a funny structure in heaven.
Omuba mugambe yote nawa na kuzimbwa.
Now that their structure is not yet built.
You are
giving little, you add in more offerings.
I pray
born again, get saved.
Get that
Protestant lifestyle out of you.
Roman Catholic Church,
Roman Catholic Church says,
when
you give much money, go and reserve a place for you.
And they
forgive you the sins of the money of giving.
Now
it came back to salvation. The more you give, your brick will be put more on your structure. Instead of walking righteousness, you mind one thing to give money as you fail to do righteousness. Do righteousness.
You give,
God, it has given you. But don't forget to do righteousness.
But
money will not make you be successful through.
Matthew 19:25. Abayigirizwa bwe baawulira ne beewuunya nnyo nga bagamba nti kale ani ayinza okulokolebwa. Yesu n'abatunuulira n'agamba nti mu bantu ekyo tekiyinzika.
Tekiyinzika.
It's impossible.
Abaana b'abantu balina emuwendo kuba
kibubi. The number is too badly off on them.
N'alina akati ni bw'ati.
Even the one with little,
naye kamutabudde bwati.
They have been troubled again. They say in all people who are on earth,
as long
as you hear what is called man in the world, all people it's hard for them to enter heaven. Let me tell you, even where you are is home. Ask yourself, what do you think of money?
And every
time you fail to get it 1-2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a year, what do you begin to think?
Do
you have in the righteousness you think within that time? For example, they have chased you out of your house.
You
get house out, what do you think? And you say, but Lord, I still see what is in heaven and earth there within you. They are within you. You just say this. Lord, I think how you see how you're striking us with poverty. Get a probe your God to us.
You
get the way you go separate yourself.
And
you mess up God badly. One day, money wants to bring up its voice. We were at Kanyanya.
There
is someone who took us there. Now we reached there.
The one who
took us there did something which are not worthy.
He
was taken to the hospital when he had a black mind. He was a big man. But he has made the house girl, the wife, right now. As we are there, God messed up his brains. Now his sons never wanted us at all.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Because
of the word, for they were born again,
but
they never wanted the word of truth. Now we spoke it so much every time we were on it. One day we came when we were not there and they just
looked at us.
There was Brother Dawdy.
But
where the three things outside, I told Dawdy, whatever is in heaven and earth, there in the Lord. Let the things remain there, let's go. God has not been seeing where they are throwing things out the house. Those ones, the one holding their souls. Even the oxygen, he gives it to them.
What is
in heaven and on earth in Jesus? Let the people we let them in the compound. Now we took the things to her home. We never thought about them again. And he took out children's clothing and we left them. But as they have thrown things out, what does the number speak to you right now? Money speaks what on that moment.
Even
if you don't have it in your hands, you can best
wear
it in that
you.
I think you see that poverty.
You
forget you cannot remember what is in heaven and earth and Jesus. And you tell him, God, you come up, prove your God. That's why he's told you unto people, when riches money, it is very hard to enter the kingdom of heaven. When it comes to money,
it
is the root which taps sins from the
devil.
Even if you've not touched it physically, it can trouble you. And even get on your bed home, or you sleep on the floor, and it tells you, look at the mattress you sleep on.
Can't
you buy a mattress
that's
something like
200 or 300,000?
You still sleep on a mattress of 60,000? You don't have your way of
peace.
The spells are speaking with you. The spells of money speak within the entire space.
And you have to be very careful to hearken
the voices and to destroy them.
When
I entered the city, and the devil came told me,
now,
you still have money, you can't even enter the restaurant. It is over flat, you go up there.
You go to the square,
they don't know whether it's still there. I told him, I am entering there, even though I don't have it. I went at the restaurant.
When
they reached there, he told me, let me bring people work on orders and you see the order you're going to make. I told him, bring them. I have nothing like 1,000 shillings. When I came, I just touched the menu and looked through. I told him, first go, I'm still looking through. I told him, I think Satan, you have seen wisdom.
I'm going to finish
30 minutes when I've not bought, and after I'll go. Now the things of money, I saw them for a long time and I understand what money is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I told
him I'm
going
to spend 30 minutes here, but when you see me coming here, I would have come back to eat one of
40,000.
As we were there, one day I got some money. It was some 100,000. You still have 100, try that money. I told you to eat 200. This is 100. Remember, we are supposed to do something out of that money.
You eat it.
We begin from there. I told him to eat 200 is what I promised. Is this 200? You must keep within him in wisdom.
Yes, we must.
Praise Jesus.
So said,
now many things are upon it.
And
when riches money, people in the kingdom of heaven, they fail to reach there. It requires you to totally understand God,
even
his word to be within you. As we've heard, that with you have wisdom. Where is the number 666? The mark of the devil.
We
need wisdom and understanding.
Covered
with wisdom is the Holy Scripture. That is the word of God. Must be within you when he speaks so much.
In John
15:7, it speaks so
audibly.
You are in Jesus,
and
his words are within you. For Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God.
He came
in
the scroll
by which was written about. If it tells you in understanding, you go connect a little here, a little there, command by command, scripture by scripture.
Here
you can pass by your money. You can pass the number 666. Praise Jesus.
Tuli mu Matayo sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri makumi abiri mukaaga.
Matthew 19:26.
Yesu n'abatunuulira n'agamba nti, mu bantu ekyo tekiyinzika, Naye Katonda ayinza byonna.
Katonda yeka yagenda tulukola.
Only God is going to save us.
Natandise nkugamba mukama akuyigirize okugasa.
He's the God who teaches us how to profit.
Okusinza ku Isaya
8. According to Isaiah 48.
Bw'atuyigiriza.
When he teaches us.
Tusobola okuganyulwa.
We can benefit out of it.
Era yatuwalula okujja eri
Yesu. The one who draws us to come to Jesus.
Okusinza ku Yokana mukama.
According to John 6.
25 mpaka 7.
25 to 30.
Era nga Bayibuli egamba Mika 4 nti bonna baligenda ku lusozi lwa Mukama okuyigirizibwa Katonda ne Isaya esula ey'okubiri Yesu yeebazibwa ketuba tujja ku lusozi lwa Mukama tuyigirizibwe Katonda tusobole okuganyulwa tusobole okuwangula ennamba
ye
omugagga oyo buno wano muluka ebyamubaako oluvannyuma
lw'okuvaawo when he left there, he began to have much worry, much thoughts,
and
say, the world has failed, God is not there. Now I'm doing my own
thing.
As he was there, hell had already come for him.
Luke 16,
verse
19. Gamba bweuti. Awaliwo omuntu omugagga.
Yono mwenyini oli gwe tubasoma
wali. This is the real man we have read before.
Njagala omukwasaganye
bulungi. I want you to connect and compare. Biki
ebyamuddirako lwe
ssente. What followed him afterwards?
Yoli omugagga yazze muvubuka.
The other rich young man who came.
Kakati Lazaro munnange ye yali mu byanjye.
Now Lazarus was now.
Basiba ne Yesu abasomesa abagamba kino.
With Jesus teaching them this and that.
Nagamba Lazaro je nye wange okusabiriza
so much.
Naye bino biwaliwo ebintu byongamba. Mpulira ebintu by'omukulu. Simanyi obeera wano ogamba omusajja abeera ewamwe. Ababuulira eggulu. Njagala tugendeyo nange
era.
Mubuuze ki ekimpeebuuseeko
kuba nja
kuyingira
eggulu.
Nagenda okubuuza Yesu.
And he went to inquire from Jesus.
Yesu byamugamba
bya. What Jesus told him.
Byalagira ddala ng'alemereddwa.
He showed that he had totally failed.
Luke 16:19.
Luke 16:19.
Awaliwo omuntu omugagga yayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi.
Ennyambala yokka.
The clothing alone.
Ekigaali mwe bamuleetera
obusi. The work God by which was moving with.
Yavaamu nga amanyi Yesu amugambirawo.
Out when he knew that Jesus is going to tell him.
Kama yakunda zedda ngo jatuweereze.
The Lord showed me you as you're coming to me.
Omanyi abasumba omulembe guno ebyoboogera.
You know some pastors, those are the ones they speak.
Olaba omugagga yabadde bulungi.
When they see a rich man clothing better well.
Jidde mu motoka
yagisimbye wali. They're coming, they're packed it.
Bajja wanene okwebaza
Katonda.
N'amugamba Mukama yakundaze.
The Lord showed me you.
Nga ogwereza nange.
And you're serving with me.
Naye yali akugambyeko kwe kwatali.
As he ever told a word like that to you was nothing.
Ndi Mukama yamkulaze nga mwereza
babiri. The Lord showed me as I was serving with you.
Ikatulabe kwe.
Let's see.
Luke 16:19.
Luke 16:19.
Nti awaliwo omuntu omugagga yayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi. Ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima.
Yabeeranga mu masanyu.
Was always in pleasure.
Kuyabirwa. Tafayo byakutegeera Katonda.
Never minded of knowing God.
Olunyiriri lwa 20.
Verse 20.
Era waaliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Lazaalo yagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe. Eyali awumusewumuse amabwa nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwa ge awo olwatuuka omwavu n'afa n'asitulwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Mu bwavu
mulimu
abawanguliramu okuyita okugenda
mu ggulu.
Olw'ebibonyobonyo ebingi by'abaalabye ku
nsi
n'agamba ate kati sijja na kubonaabona ate mulundi gwakubiri
mugeye
nayitirawo
niyitiriza
sigambye nti bavubuka abeera abaavu ku nsi
bayingkugenda
kulabayo ku bantu abalala abagagga nga bayingira
eggulwabula
nga bakoze batya ate si buli mwavu nti naye
ayingira
mulimu abaavu abapalapalanya agende mu ddogo
afune
kukasentemala agenze
mubanabbi babuliva
nemubamu oli agamba nedda mukama bino byonna
mbirabyenaye
saagala bonaabona ate gwakubiri mugeyeena
waakiri
kale kanyingire
yesu
yebazibu
nemubamu
abagagga babeera nesente nebagamba
ate
sente nsanyuka ntya ku nsi kuno
ndidde bulungi
nywedde bulungi nsuze bulungi
ate
ngende mugeyeena essanyu
linzigweku
oyo naye n'anoonya engeri
gy'anaayitawo
kanoonye obutuukirivu
buli
omu alina ekyokukola mu mbeera
gy'alimu
omwavu ennyo alowooze nga abonyebonye ku nsi
tekimugwanidde
ate kubonaabona
mu geyeena
n'oyo alinawo ku sente alowooze
nti
abadde asula bulungi
era
ng'alya
ng'anywa
nga yevuga alina eddembe litambula naye bw'anaagwa mu
geyeena
essanyu lyonna lyasanyuse ne
liggwaawo
so buli omu ku ffe
mu mbeera gy'okyali
naye gy'osuubira
okugenda
obadde tolina
ssentekama
alina essuubi olikuwa
ssenaye
bw'obeera ng'okyaliawo
sigala
ng'okolera eggulu
bw'ovaawo
oba kati ssaawa zino wenjogerera
kubanga
waliwo abavaawo
katiabava
mu bwavu bayingira mu
bugagga
naye bw'oyingirayo lowooza kimu
bwe
mmala okusanyuka ku nsi kuno
ddala
lwaki ate ŋŋenda mu geyeena etali
waddesanyuko
balansinga
ebitu
wali abava mu bwavu kati wali ababuyingira nga mukama yagenda obatasizaawo kaseera kenjogereramu
kati
wali abayingira mu
bwavu
nga gye bajja osobolola
okukera
simanyi oba oli wano naye nga
gy'oli
yesu yebazibu
tuli mu Luka essula ya 16 n'olunyiriri lwa 22. N'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa, n'ayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mu kulumisibwa, n'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Laazaalo ng'ali mu kifuba kye, n'ayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti, kitange Ibulayimu, nsaasira mutume Laazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampozeewoze olulimi lwange, kubanga nnumwa mu muliro guno. Naye Ibulayimu n'amugamba nti, mwana wange, jjukira nga waweebwanga ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo, era ne Laazaalo bw'atyo ebibi, naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gwe olumwa.
Yali mukusanyuka yeerabidde byokutegeera
katonda
oli akozesa obwavu bwe okugamba nti banne siyungiremu kubonaabona kulala nteeka okuyingira
eggulu
yesu yebazibu
omugagga
ye yeerabidde nti essanyu ligenda kumuggwako sente zimulimbirimbye nti zimuwadde obukuumi
naye
tewali bukuumi n'akatukuba malayika w'emagombe we yayita ate ayita ku Museveni ku bakuumi ba Museveni n'asokoola
Museveni
ayita ku Obama
oba
Trump
ono
wa Amerika
ayita
ku bakuumi be
bonna
n'amunonamu
n'akuteeka
emagombe ateri wadde akuweereza wabula okubonyaabonya
obubonyaabonya
kati ffe ffenna nga tuli ku nsi
kuno
oba olina ssente oba
tozirinatwana
ekintu kimu
tuuka
mu bulamu butaggwaawo
ate
ka nkubuulire bw'onaayiga ebakozesa ebintu okugeza nga ssente
ezo
mukama agenda zikuwa
bubi
kubanga omanyi bw'ogenda ozikozesa ate
otuuke mu ggulu
mulimu abaana bamu katonda nga akuwalula
buwaluzi
ng'akimanyi bw'azikuweera
ebyokuyimira
mu bulokozi
tobirinikati
yasigala kukudingisa
dingisa gives you a little and he withdraws it. A little. If you start right, God can totally give all of us.
Kubanga bantu nabi kwa batume bwengamba.
We look Acts tells me that.
Isule yokuna.
Acts chapter 4.
Engamba ejindu chimu.
Tells me one thing.
Nti bonane bawebwa ngo botavu
bwa. All were given as the need was.
Baba ali bayize.
For they had not.
Enkola bwena abe.
How they were going to handle it.
Luka esula ya 10 na mukaga. Na olunyi tulikulwa makumi abiri mu 5.
Luke 16 verse 25.
Era ku ebyo byonna wakati waffe nammwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli n'agamba nti kale nkwegayiridde kitange omutume mu nnyumba ya kitange kubanga nnina abooluganda batano.
Nje alina abooluganda batano
abasiru.
Anti babeera kumi. Abatano bagezi, abatano basiru.
Five are wise, five are foolish.
Gari baina mwade na utufuta.
And there's nothing like oil within them.
Mugole wajira.
And anytime the bride comes,
bagena mugena.
They go to hell.
Baba galirayo.
They are shut out.
Abooluganda batano abo.
The five brethren.
Nolwaliro bakyali musimu.
Today they are within the world.
Bagenda maso nokubala.
They are more people to exist.
Bazukulu bomugaggo.
They are descendants of this rich man.
Ngabaliye balowooza masanyu ganse.
They are thinking of pleasures of the world.
Luka esula ya 10 na mukaga. Nolunyiri tulikula 28.
Luke 16:28.
Kubanga nina abooluganda batano abategeeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa naye Ibulayimu n'agamba nti balina Musa ne bannabbi babawulire ngaabo
Yesu yebazibwe
Amen
babagamba balina Musa ne bannabbi
and the prophets
babawulirize
let them listen to them
akati gwoba olina ebyawandiika
no if you have all the scriptures
Bible etugamba Peter
tells us in 2 Peter Chapter
1.
The word is most important. We have the words of the prophets.
We
shall do good to sit as a lamb which shines in darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, we know that
all you have to do is one, brethren.
And we
hold on this Holy Scripture.
That
is the wisdom of God which saves us. Now we told him.
If you
can't hear the word of God,
if there is
someone
raised
from the dead and preaches to you,
even if
I send someone from the dead,
I'm going to accept. Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, it's not easy
for
a rich man to enter in heaven. Any person who touches the money, for within it is the root of evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Tells you when you touch us, buy the neighbors off. All those rule over them. After having things, yet all those things, nothing like value. There's nothing, it's meaningless.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read briefly of they who made it. These who were rich like us and they made it. But they were able to enter heaven. Acts 8, verse 26.
Ebikolwa batume esula ya 8 n'olunyiri lwa 26. Naye malayika wa Mukama n'agamba Filipo ng'ayogera nti, golokoka ogende obukiika obwa ddyo okutuuka mu kkubo eriserengeta okuva mu Yerusaalemi okutuuka e Gaza. Ekkubo eryo lya ddungu. N'agolokoka n'agenda. Kale laba, omuntu omwesiyopiya omulaawe omukungu wa Kandake, kabaka omukazi ow'Abesiyopiya, eyali omuwanika w'ebintu bye byonna.
Owulidde bulungi.
Very well.
Akulira zibanka.
He was the treasurer
of Ethiopia by then.
But he loved the word. And by he's given enough money. They are the ones who are within the money. But you think, how did he make it? He remained loving the word of God.
And
he was going to Jerusalem to get the scrolls of the Bible. And he would come for them to read. After he was given the one of Isaiah,
this
time he was found in God for the scroll of Isaiah. He was
getting
the one of Daniel. He got the
maker.
He's on the scrolls reading. He's not even thinking money all the time.
He reached
the time and he got in house. It
is time for
starting the scrolls of the Bible. Don't bring business right now.
Me,
I am knowing God. But the pastor, you find them in a room that they are seeking the Lord.
And
tell them God has sent me. I bring these 10 millions. He doesn't tell you sit there, I'll
come.
Immediately he gets out.
And
they always trap people. They are always there to first know what have you brought to access the pastor. Pastor, someone wants to see you. He has told me
to
give you an offering after his healed. Tell them to come back tomorrow. Pastor,
what he was saying,
there's the one who has come. They have an offering,
Nensigo.
Even a seat.
It's
10 million, the one we prayed for.
Ugamba,
tell them to come in.
Ugamba,
the one who said they are seeking God,
Ugamba.
They will see them the next time.
Ugamba.
But the one, this comes with money,
Ugamba, they are seen. Ugamba.
And there's a price which has spoken of, that's why he sees him.
Tulimu, because we have to sula, yamunana, olunyiri,
Acts 8 verse 28.
Yali addayo n'atula mu gaali lye n'asoma nabi Isaiah.
Atula mu gaali bamuvuga.
He said that he's been driven.
Naye nga jyo Bible
yasoma. But getting out the Bible is reading.
Muzinga akufunye.
He's gotten a scroll.
Kati kansomeko.
Now let me read.
They
are rich people who get ashamed to touch the Bible.
Others
don't have time to come for fellowship to study God. They
say
they don't have time. That's why we speak to every person from
heaven.
If you want to enter heaven, come and study the word of God. Understand it. Whether you are a leader, the leader of the nation, all those things, what you are in, at the end of it, it's the word of God, which will remain. All things will pass away. But the word of God, it will never pass away.
It,
what will be asked at the end,
you
will never tell God, I was a leader, I had no time. That I was doing business so much and I still have time to understand you. These ones, how did they do it? This was a pressure in Ethiopia. He heads the entire banks of that nation. How comes God time to read and study God? Some of you have entered business. You don't have time for the Lord. You are in just business. You drive a boat, you want to drive it and gather money. But the holes in your pocket, I see they are
very
much. Even what you put in, it never stays within there. Let me tell you one thing. When you stand right with God, when you put in 100,000, it doesn't bring problems which take it.
So
it never leaves it to be
poor.
When you refuse to know God,
it
can lead you to earn money and it opens doors of problems which to take it out. Every money you get in, it is just taken. But what surprises
us
when you stand in God, even though you earn little, it is
decreased.
It remains in the pocket and there is no problem. When you stand right, when you stand wrong, as you earn a million shillings, and the child gets sick, they take 300,000 off.
So nga nyinza okuyingiza emitwalo gyange ensawo.
Yet I can earn 700.
Tewali alwala.
No one gets sick.
You
are the one getting problems which we don't end. Every time you are at pastor's place to pray for you. Let's move on.
Ebikolwa batume esula ya 8 n'olunyiro 29.
Acts 8:29.
Omuyo n'agamba Filipo nti sembera wegate n'eggaali eryo. Naddukana Filipo n'awulira ng'asoma nabbi Isaaya.
Yamusingana asoma.
Found him reading Isaiah.
Kangubulire bwe boya gatukale tusinkane.
Let me tell if you want us to meet.
Ogambo ina kusente z'omubiri.
If you have money of the body.
Yagala kusoka okulaba obuvumu bwo
mwanya Katonda. I want to fast the boldness within you of knowing God.
Siku tuke yomanye.
Not rich there you
know. Obala kimu tumalao nkusabira
obo. Calculate after they will pray blessing for you.
Musoma ebyandiko
wali. You study scriptures for them they are sleeping.
Sente za mwana mwa makisa
bera yero. Man made them cease to have any understanding.
Kusoka kulabu vumu. Kono yasoka na ulirara.
This one first heard.
Ali serious omusajja
ono. Is this serious, this man on the issues of the world?
Ayagala tegeera kigambo.
You must understand the word.
Tukulaba tumesula ya 8 n'olunyiriri lwa 30.
Acts 8 verse 13.
Naddukana Filipo n'amulya ng'asoma nabbi Isaaya. N'agamba nti obitegedde by'osoma. N'agamba nti nyinza ntya wabula nga waliwo anandagirira. Neyegayira Filipo alinyatule naye.
N'amugamba munnange.
He told him, friend.
Njagala kutegeera.
I want to understand God.
Byonna mbirina.
All of it I have it.
Era n'amanvuga mu magaali.
And you see I'm in the chariot.
Eri njagala kutegeera.
I want to understand God.
Sagala sanyuka sanyuka
komeko usiku. I don't want to rejoice in the world.
Ate malirize nga ndi mugeye.
And I end up in hell.
Kigasa ky'okulya ensero.
What is the profit with the world?
Dala n'ogimalawo bulungi.
And you finish it all.
N'omwoyo gwo n'ogutunda.
But you sell your soul.
Ate n'ogubuza.
And you forfeit it.
Makuru ki?
What does it profit?
Kirungi.
It is good.
Ubere no n'ekikumi muguru.
That we have 100 in heaven.
Ne kunsi kikumi.
Even on the earth 100.
Soka tukakasenge gulu buteri.
Let's prove heaven.
Yonna mu byobala diru zo zonna.
All you calculate and all your deals.
Wo bana sente mmeka.
You calculate how much money.
Soko kakasenga oyina obulamu muguru.
Prove you have life in heaven.
Bibozi kwatako boti.
Every time you touch it like this.
Zigambe mbo muri ba wano kasera busera.
You have this world for a moment.
Nze nino rugendo jenda kati
nnava. I'm heading to, leave me alone.
Nje yongereye wafu.
I'm still heading to home heaven.
Byo nebiri kubura ko sente gwe.
Upon you money.
Bwenzi.
Adult
come. Bubi.
Robale.
Obutayagaliza.
Self.
Okumara obudde bwa mukama.
Taking away the time of God.
Byonna byonna sigenda biwuliriza kwe sente.
I'm not going to listen to it you money.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Tuli bikola batume sula ya 8 n'olunyiriri lwa 3 mu lumu.
Acts 8:31.
N'agamba nti nyinza ntya wabula nga waliwo anandagirira. Ne yeegayira Filipo alinye mu ggaali naye. Mu kifo awaawandiikibwa we yali asoma we wagamba nti yatwalibwa okuttibwa ng'endiga era ng'omwana gw'endiga mu maaso g'omusazi w'ebyoya bwe gusirika. Bwe kityo teyayasamya kamwa ke. Mu kwetoowaza kwe omusango gwe gwaggibwawo. Ekika kye ani alikinnyonnyola kubanga obulamu bwe buggibwa mu nsi. Omulaawe n'addamu Filipo n'agamba nti nkwegayiridde nabbi yayogera kwani ebigambo bino bibye yekka oba bya muntu mulala?
Njagala nnyonnyole ntegeere.
I want to explain and understand.
Yebi yasomanga busomi nga buli abagagga
abeera
watunula mu Bayibuli naye nga
nategeera
tukale tayagala kubuuza.
They don't want to ask.
Mbu kubanga sente
that because of money
zimugamba obuuza otya.
He tells him, how can you ask?
Sigara kwengo obuzo okutegeera Katonda.
Remain asking to understand God.
Yabuza njagala kumanya.
I want to know.
Njagala kumanya.
I don't want to just sit in reading.
Njagala ntegeere yali
ayogera. I want to understand he was speaking about who.
Yali yegamba ye.
Was he speaking of himself?
Oba yali nako yali ayogera.
Or he was speaking to someone else.
Ebikolwa by'abatume essula ya 8 n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwasatu mu ttaano.
Acts 8:35.
Filipo n'ayasama akamwa ke n'asookera ku kyawandiikibwa kino n'amubuulira Yesu. Awo bwe baali batambula mu kkubo ne batuuka awali amazzi. Omulaawe n'agamba Filipo, laba amazzi, kiki ekindobera okubatizibwa? Filipo n'agamba nti, obanga okkiriza n'omutima gwo gwonna kirungi. N'addamu n'agamba nti, nzikiriza Yesu nga ye mwana wa Katonda. N'alagira eggaali okuyimirira. Ne bakka bombi mu mazzi, Filipo n'omulaawe, n'amubatiza. Bwe baava mu mazzi, Omwoyo gwa Mukama n'atwala Filipo, omulaawe n'atamulaba nate.
Yesu yebazibwe. Ono mugagga bw'atyo asobola okugenda
n'obulokozi
era asobola okubunyweza. Yesu yebazibwe. Yali agenda mu nsi
yeewala
naye okusinziira omwebe yali amunyonyodde
kakano
yali asobola okutandikira ku ekyo okutegeera nga Katonda. Yesu yebazibwe. N'ono omulala wuuno wano katumusomeko nga tukomekereza.
Acts 10 verse
1.
We can make it. And we can overcome. When we have money. And we buy. And we sell. Yet we don't have the number 666. As we're going to see its works. We're going to first fight this spot. And the wrinkle. After fighting them, we shall be able to fight number 666. For that they will think that if they finish the money issues, the one of the wrinkle, as long as they move on with it, the wrinkles you're going to know about them. Praise Jesus.
Acts 10
from verse 1.
Waliwo omuntu mu Kayisaliya erinnya lye Kuluneeriyo, omwami ow'ekitongole ekyayitibwanga Ekitaliyaano, omwegendereza.
Yali mwegendereza.
God fearing man.
Kwegamba yali musajja alina n'ekitongole kiramba.
He even had a battalion behind him.
Nga bw'ono agamba nti omusajja oyo akulira KCCA.
Like you say, the man leading KCCA.
Na yenga mwegendereza nnyo ku bya Katonda.
Very careful man concerning things of God. Money is coming, yes.
Azirina.
He has it.
Na yenga mwegendereza atya Katonda.
But he's God fearing.
Atuli mu bikola batume sura ya 10 n'oluyiri lwa 2.
Acts 10 verse 2.
Omwegendereza atya Katonda awamu n'ennyumba ye yonna.
N'ennyumba yonna na.
With all his entire
household.
And even the children what he put in them. He tells them you. Don't think that money is beyond God. You have to fear God. If the people honor them. But you reach the son of the rich person. They look like what? You are a rich who messed up long time. You corrupted your life and one of your children. And when you get to children of pastors, they are beasts and cats, wild cats. For the child comes to for fellowship and they are sit where they are to sit. And the children of the pastors, their seats, they are put aside, special seats.
Yeah,
the children.
They have to
be an example to all others. First Timothy 3.
Omwana nakulanga tategera
ate
Katonda. Era tolowooza. Abaana b'abasumba bamanyi
Katonda.
Abasumba b'omulembe.
Pastors of the generation.
Abera talina kyamanyi.
They know nothing.
Yaba manyi yakulira muli
bulokole. They know that they grew within it. They are born again.
Naye nga bw'ogenda n'omutuka
k'omubuuza ebyo bulokole. You reach them to ask them things of salvation. There is nothing they know.
Baliwo kulya muli.
They are to eat. And you find them, they are big. They are just eating.
Atuli bikolwa batume esura ya 10 olinyirwa 2. Omwegendereza atya Katonda awamu n'ennyumba ye yonna, eyagabanga ebintu ebingi mu bantu, n'asabanga Katonda ennaku zonna.
Yalinga ayamba,
he was helping,
era ng'asaba Katonda amuyambe,
to God to help him,
asobole okukozesa obulungi ebintu Mukama by'amuwa.
The things God gave him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Atuli ikola tume 10:3.
Acts 10:3.
Oyo n'alaba mukwolesebwa mu lwatu nga mu ssaawa ey'omwenda ey'emisana, malayika wa Katonda ng'amuyingirira ng'amugamba nti, Kuluneeriyo. N'amwekaliriza amaaso n'atya n'agamba nti, Kiki, Mukama wange? N'amugamba nti, okusaba kwo n'okugaba kwo biri nnye olw'okujjukiza mu maaso ga Katonda.
Nti Katonda ajjukidde.
God is remembered.
Obadde ogaba.
You've been giving.
Obadde osaba okuyagala okutuuka mu bwakabaka
bw'omuntu. And you want to reach the kingdom of heaven.
Era kankano Mukama antumye.
Right now God has sent me.
Jjukira bano tebaali mu Israeli.
Remember these were in Israel.
Bano bonna bwe baali
bamawanga. These were, you see, they were Gentiles.
Naye nga gye bali bafuba.
But they're deaf. Right.
Nga balina sente zaabwe.
And they have their money.
Naye nga Katonda tebamwerabira.
Don't forget God.
Era nga basaba bulijjo obulokozi.
And all these are asking for salvation.
Era kaakano tuma abantu e Yopa, oyite omuntu Simooni erinnya lye eryokubiri Peetero. Oyo yakyasibwa omuntu Simooni omuwaazi w'amaliba, n'ennyumba ye eriraanye ku nnyanja.
Nti waliwo ate ono gye yaliva bamutumye.
That he had been sent somewhere.
Peter yali alina gy'agenze era
nayo
kagaali malungi.
Their home was good.
Baalina sente.
They had money.
Naye nga baagala kumanya Katonda.
But they wanted to know God.
Kati ate Mukama amugambye eyo vaayo kakati.
God tells him, leave that place.
Muyite namu ajje n'abannyonnyole.
God told him that he comes to explain to you here.
Ababuulira ebyobulokozi.
That tells you salvation.
Saba Oluganda.
Now brethren.
Dala kituufu tusobola okuba ne sente.
We can have money.
Ate ne tuwangule number
6. Overcome the number 666.
Ne byonna ebigiriko.
And everything within it.
Obe ebiva ku sente ebi byonna.
Every evil coming from money.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo ekyandikibwa mu kubikulirwa.
The scripture in Revelations.
Kubikulirwa 18.
Revelations 18.
Sente zino.
This money.
Zongerako ebintu ebirala ebitawaanya bingi.
Adds many other troubling things.
Amasanyu n'ebitundu
ebyokweyagala.
Kwegamba amasanyusanyu agala tegeerekeka.
The pleasures which are meaningless.
Era nago gali ku sente.
They too are upon money.
Bw'oba ozifunye.
When you've gotten it.
Zisobola okukugamba omanyi.
It can tell you, know what?
Leero ndowooza ekyeggulo wandikiridde mu America.
I think today you it's what, why do you eat supper in America?
Ebintu bingi ebiziriko.
Many things upon money.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nga byonna tusobola obiwanga.
But we can overcome all of them.
Katutandikeko kino Katonda.
Let's begin this briefly.
Tujja kuba tukikomekereza
enkya. We shall be winding it up tomorrow.
Nga tutandikane ku mfunyo.
Let's begin on the wrinkle.
Oyikoza?
18.
Ndankira.
Katubukemu olwa kadde, katandike n'olw'omusana, n'olw'omunkaaga.
Kubikura esula ya 18 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations 18 from verse 5.
Kubanga ebibi bye bituuse mu ggulu, era Katonda ajjukidde ebyonoono bye.
Kaakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Oli baagambye.
The other they said.
Obutuukirivu okugaba kwe.
He is giving.
Okusaba kwe.
He is praying.
N'obutuukirivu ebyali bituuse mu ggulu.
His righteousness had reached in heaven.
Kaakati n'ono.
Now even this one.
Omugagga.
The rich man.
Ono tugenda kula Jezebeli.
This is Jezebeli.
Assistant to Satan.
Assistant of the devil.
Omu kubakwasaganya ne nabalukanga.
One of the one fronting the number 666.
Bagenda eri abantu bangi nnyo.
To her goes many people.
Asaba mara okufuna sente.
After they get money.
Ne babajjuzaamu ebibi bino.
And they are piled a lot of sin.
Byonna ebibanga ate bye bituuse mu
ggulu. And the ones which reach in heaven on their behalf.
Katonda ng'akukooye n'okukoka okulaba ku nsi.
Tired of seeing your planet.
N'ebyokola byonna ng'abikooye.
Everything you do is tired of them.
Tuli mu kubikula essuula ya 18 n'olunyiriri lwakutaano.
Revelations 18 verse 5.
Kubanga ebibi bye bituuse mu ggulu, era Katonda ajjukidde ebyonoono bye. Mumusasule oyo nga naye bwe yasasula, era mumwongereko emirundi ebiri ng'ebikolwa bye bwe byali.
Nti kaakati gwe bakukwatako.
Now when they touch on you.
Towulira Yobu.
Don't you hear Job?
Yobu 42.
Job 42.
Bwe yakola obutuukirivu.
When he did righteousness.
Mukama yamuwa emirundi
ebiri. God paid him double. Praise Jesus. It is to say that when we walk righteousness, we have Jerusalem of heaven, which is now in heaven, and we have the new Jerusalem. That is the double we are going to get. Double. Even this one being tormented, even double in hell and the lake of fire. Revelation 26, verse 11 to 15, that get hell, death and hell, and they got all theirs to put them in the lake of fire. Everything which has been in hell, and you find it in the lake of fire, and you get double portion. For working and righteousness,
sent of pulling by the
to
sit
you and have pleasures in the world,
we are
not
going
to work for the kingdom of heaven.
Anytime
you're within money,
you
enter pleasures which are worthless.
You
begin to get wrinkles,
you fall
to get the spot.
You
begin to get the mark of the devil. The spot and the wrinkle, they are the ones which begin the number 666 to be upon someone. We're going to be looking at that the day of tomorrow. Let's finish here. Revelations 18, verse 6.
Nti mumusasule oyo nga naye bwe yasasula era mumwongereko emirundi ebiri ng'ebikolwa bye bwe byali. Mu kikompe kye yatabula mumutabulire emirundi ebiri. Nga bwe yeegulumisa n'akabawala mumuwe bwe mutyo okubonaabona n'okunakuwala. Kubanga ayogera mu mutima gwe nti, ntudde nga kabaka so siri nnamwandu. So siri laba nnaku n'akatono.
When you get money, this spirit called Jezebel,
the
first fallen angel, she then money was working and they are spelling them. Some of the spells upon it
is that you have to be
in a life of showbiz. What you first touch on the things of Jezebel is to get those showbiz, show off. You are very luxurious. Those kind of pleasure
lives.
Let's go have fun, beach. Those are the first things which come your way. That's what she put upon money, Jezebel. Doing business, begin to calculate business. Your things are pleasurable. When you get money, what you first think of
are
those pleasures. How am I going to have fun? I have to change the clothing.
One has
been putting skirts which are tall. You bring short ones. Revelation 18 verse 8.
Mu lunaku olumu ebibonyobonyo bye okufa n'ennaku
bakugambye kusende ekyo yateekako
utandika
okulowooza gwe toliba nannaku
sente
weziri
kiki ekigaji. What I want is what I eat. Where I want to go is where I go.
Those
are the things spoken of you first. There's no sorrow to you.
And
that's why many people get poor quickly. For as long as they've got
these,
these are what first come in their mind. You will never see sorrow again.
And
once you've been with in poverty, you begin to see them as garbage. That's why it first puts within you. And the rest follow.
Revelations 18 verse 8. Kubanga Mukama Katonda wa amaanyi eyamusalira omusango. era bakabaka b'ensi abayenda ne bakaba wala naye balikaaba balikuba ebiwoobe ku lulwe bwe baliraba omukka ogw'okwokebwa kwe nga bayimiridde wala olw'entiisa ey'okubonaabona kwe nga boogera nti zikisanze zikisanze ekibuga ekinene Babulooni kubanga ekibuga eky'amaanyi kubanga mu ssaawa emu omusango ogwo gutuuse n'abatunzi ab'omu nsi
abasuubuzi
nabo
bakwegamba kankubuli obusuubuzi okumalira biseera
era
bwoba obulimu kyokola kikole ng'omanyi kino si gwe mulamwa omulamwa ggulu yesu
yeebazibu
kuba kati bano babalanga obusuubuzi bamazeeko
obuddekankubuli
bw'oyingira obusuubuzi
ofuna
obwongo obukukyankalanira
messes you up.
Obulimbalimba
bukujjamu awo. Deceptions come within you.
Kubanga olina okukyankalanya ssente
ogeremu omulembe. For you have to play the money and get it.
Otandika okunoonya amagoba
amaanyi. You begin to look for much profits.
Katonda ge yagaana.
Which God refused.
Ekintu ekiguza emitwalo esatu oyagala kitunda emitwalo asatu.
You want to sell it 300,000.
Kati abasuubuzi bano bonna bwe bagamba walimu okuba wagula oba
atunda
ekintu kino kirimu emabega ennamba eno kankaga olina okwegendeza osuubula
oye
tolinda kati mulimu agenda okusuubulasente ne zimugamba olweggula awo ebintu tebabiseera kyokka obudde bwakusoma kati zijja ne zimugamba
olweggula
laba gwagoloka kusanga
munanazimugamba
ojja nakwanguaasula agenda otuuka
eyo
nga wabisuubira si bwe
biri
amaliza taze
musaaz
ozizanyirako obusuubuzi
asazidda
mubusuubuzi nawe zisobola okugamba
ebyazo
ezigamba ojja subula olwegula ebintu bijja kwaligudde
ebbeeyi
ngaate bakimanyi kugenda mbega genda ku munaana yawusaawa nga kumi
ajja
kuba ovaayo
atuuka
mukuba nga mulimu
jjam
zoraba zo zenyini onaokubanga oli attentive nnyo
ate
ngala ozitegeerera tezirina kutegeerera obeera naza wogenda subula ne zikugamba
ojja
subula olweggulu
ntiba bigudde ebbeeyaawoka
zitimanyi ogenda kuŋŋaana zirina n'okugamba olaba ku
sande
ku sande tebaseera
katiokee
nosooka osuubula
suubulaby 10 you'll be back
eyo saavisi bwete bwegendeaogenda
okulaba tozzeyiyinza
okugamba omanyi kyoyinza
okukolakatikeerakukuminaa
ovuge gwe waddakisa osooka okulayo
to first get money you the taxi man by that time you'll be back
you get your board there
first make some money in the morning
ogero parapara nyo
parapara nyo za dalati by the time you try to make money you pass time
wali oli nokubanga oli kuchini ya ulizo
you have to be calm you are prepared to hurt
n'okuwulira zigamba
kiokikebera
nga si kya mukama
osuuleebintu byombimanyi
obusuubuzi obwo
ku bikulu essula ya 18 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu n'abatunzi ab'omu nsi bakaaba banakuwala ku lulwe
kaakati bulira abagula n'abatunda bonna bayingira ennaku kubanga singa oyo abadde abakulembera mu bintu bino
bamuggyawo
omanyi jezebeli mu
busuubuzi
kasitaba sitaani yali abikuliramu ezekeri
27 28.
N'abatunzi ab'omu nsi bakaaba banakuwala ku lulwe kubanga tewali muntu akyagula buguzi bwabwe.
Byonna bambi.
All of their products, they will finish like that. The one who has been buying and selling, by buying, they will no more be buying. As the end has come. Revelations 18:12.
Obuguzi bwa zaabu ne feza n'amayinja ag'omuwendo n'eruulu ne bafuta ennungi n'olugoye olw'effulungu ne liiri n'olugoye olumyufu na buli muti ogw'omugavu na buli kintu ekyessanga na buli kintu eky'omuti ogw'omuwendo omungi ennyo n'ebyekikomo n'ebyekyuma n'ekyejjinja eddungi.
Ng'obusuubuzi bwonna buli mu nsi.
Just as all business is in the world.
N'ekyakaloosa n'ebinzaali.
Buli kya busuubuzi.
Every business product.
Kiwalaba mu
Ezekiel. Which you saw in Ezekiel 27. As we never finished it. Tomorrow we have to finish it. We are going to join here. You buy something that tells you. You put in 500. You sell 1,500. And you earn 100. A thousand profit. But how can you sell it
12,000?
Let me tell you. Those little things. They have a problem about them. The business person Jezebel.
Before
the prisoner husband, the devil was purchasing everything. And in these things they were involved properly. That's why we're in this world. You're going to remind doing things which are on to be able to earn money.
You
have to be very careful to remain in the word of God. To remain with the time of God. Where God is going to take it back to Acts 4 and give you whatever they need. But they know how to use them. The problem which has been, they give them and they take it away. It is to say that money had been having much authority over us. And everything upon it was capturing us. God wanted to teach you that this time you understand he gives you.
And
it's not going to trouble you with him. Men have been troubled by money. Our pastors, men have fallen. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and many others. Religions totally got off track because of money. Praise Jesus. And all business, Jezebel is involved. And money, the messenger, the main medium within people. He sleeps in people, sleeps in their pockets. Others put them
they put them
under their beds. And they make you dream them tonight. You put it under the pillow and you dream when they are stealing it. And you are awake in the night and you touch to see whether it's there. Never accept you to sleep to see God. When God comes to speak in the dream to warn you about it, it makes you dream to and you are raised to check whether it is there. Now we shall see more tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Three questions. As you prepare your offering and your tithe. Let's pass brief. Three questions.
What did you have? I'm not saying I'm going to work.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.